Hello, listeners. It's been a while since I talked to you last. Maybe a day or two, I think. It's hard to keep track of time in this place, with no sun or stars or moon to signify the difference between night and day. I do suppose that my phone shows the time, and theoretically I could use it to keep track of its passage. But every time I try, it slips my mind. And I forget how long it's been since I looked at it last. It really goes to show you how meaningless a timepiece can be, if you've nothing to relate it back to. Right now it's showing 15:09. That means nothing to me. I do know that I've been here for a while, though, because I've started to get used to this place. It's no longer surprising to me when the corridors stretch on for hours. And when the scratching starts up in the distance, I know not to look, to just hasten my steps and hope it won't get closer. Oh, I'm alone now. The traveler has left, so it's just me now. I forgot to tell you, but we met the artist. How long ago was that? An hour, maybe? Perhaps two or three. I guess I should tell you about it. Yes, that's why I started recording. I'm sorry. As I've said, it's been a while. It's not that I haven't had opportunities to record, it's just I haven't had anything new to say. Right, where was I? The Organist's Son. Episode 7. The Artist. It was sudden when the traveler stopped. They were taking the lead like always, walking surely forward until they stopped abruptly, as though they hadn't known they were going to do so until they did. They stepped up to one of the paintings, drawing a finger across the canvas. And when it came away wet with paint, they smiled, a short and gentle thing that fluttered across their face like the dancing light of a candle, warm and pretty, but easily snuffed out. "She's close," they said, and slumped down against the wall, easily falling into their usual watchful rest. I sat down too, didn't bother to ask why we were sitting, how long we were going to stay here for. They wouldn't have answered me anyways. I got the distinct feeling that this time was different from all the other times we stopped, that this time we were not resting, we were waiting. "I'm about to meet the artist," I thought. There was a light in the corridor in front of me, faint and bobbing but drawing closer, getting brighter. It caught on the swirling dust, and the corridor was transformed, washed in an ocean of shimmering gold, and in it, even the carpet and the walls seemed beautiful, as though they were not dead and abandoned, but living things that thrummed with life, waking and stretching and coming alive as the light enveloped them. It was beautiful. I feel like there are words, other words I could use to describe what was drawing near, but I don't know them. It was beautiful. I could see a figure at the end of the corridor. Tall and slender, they strode toward us, hair a mass of copper and gold, a lantern held in their outstretched hand. As they grew closer, their shadow stretched out behind them, a long and willowy pool of darkness that seemed amiss in the world of light and gold around them. They stopped in front of us, and when they spoke, their voice, well, I'm not sure voice is the right word for it, but I don't know how else to describe it, was brittle and distant, like words spoken in another room, like the faraway howl of a storm from deep within a house. I've seen you before, haven't I? Her eyes were fixed not on me but the traveler, and I was glad for that, because the intensity in them seemed frightening, strong enough to get lost in. Yes, I think so, the traveler answered, a tremor running through their voice like a crack in a slab of marble, a point of weakness in something that appeared otherwise polished and unbreakable. The artist furrowed her brow. It's been too long. I can't remember. Will you come? I know where it is. She turned and started walking, and the traveler followed wordlessly, none of them paying me any mind. I couldn't help but feel a bit like an interloper, a stranger looking in on something intimate I neither did nor should understand. Nevertheless, I walked after them, the silence hanging heavy in the air between us. The artist stopped, eyes scanning the paintings in the corridor. Finally, she seemed to find what she was looking for, holding up the lantern to illuminate the canvas in front of her. It was a portrait of two people, and though the colors had faded, I could still recognize the faces that looked back at me. Both the artist and the traveler were smiling in the picture, in a way I had not seen them smile before. It seemed a sort of easy smile one would share with someone close, full of shared secrets and inside jokes. There was a dull ache in my chest when I saw it, something tugging at the edges of my mind. I don't know why I felt like that, why my stomach lurched with something I had no name for. I didn't have time to dwell on it long, though, because the artist spoke again. Her voice like a wind through a meadow, gentle, but still almost sharp enough to tug the fragile petals of the flowers apart. It's you. I remember now. She touched the canvas carefully, tenderly caressing a painted cheek. It's been a long time. Such a long time. I thought that maybe you had made it out this time. She smiled, not the happy one in the painting, but its twisted cousin, filled with a painful melancholy. It won't be long now, but I'm happy to see you one last time before I get there. The traveler's face was blank, their words practiced and stiff, like they had been uttered enough to lose all meaning. The artist's smile faded. For the first time since we'd met, she turned her eyes on me. Have I seen you before? No, I don't think so. I'm Lindsay Weaver. Well, Lindsay Weaver, what have you come for? I opened my mouth to answer and a jolt of panic ran through me. What was I here for? I struggled to remember, struggled to find my way through the haze that seemed to obscure my memories from view. Have you already forgotten? The artist's voice was filled with sympathy. It's important to try to remember here. It's a tricky place. If you don't hold on to things, they slip away, as easy as a dream. And once they're gone, it's hard to care to get them back. She touched the frame of a painting, a distant look in her eyes. I have my paintings, and they help. They help me not to lose things. You do well to find a way to remember, too. This place, it ruins us all eventually. But you can keep it at bay a while, if you find a way to keep things in mind. I'm looking for someone. My tongue felt odd and leaden in my mouth, like it wasn't quite a part of me, like I wasn't quite in control. His name... I could not remember, but I grabbed at the fragments still there, the pieces I had yet to lose. We came together. Ah, I think... Let me see. The artist started walking again, and we followed. She stopped a while later. How long, I'm not sure. We might well have been walking for hours, or maybe just minutes. I remember it like a bad photograph. The big picture visible, but the details are blurry, impossible to make out. She stopped eventually, in front of another painting. It was of a house, standing lonely on a hilltop. Her finger ran across it, searching for something. She nodded to herself, finger stopping at a small figure in one of the windows. Yes, there's been another stranger here. She moved to the next canvas, nodding again. She pointed down one of the hallways. He went that way. Thank you. There was more I wanted to say, questions at the tip of my tongue. But all of them were fleeting, and before I could put them into words, they slipped away. Thinking here is like trying to read a book on fire. As soon as you turn the page, all that's left is ash. Or maybe I did ask the questions. Maybe I did. If so, I can't remember the answers. Not even the questions themselves. The traveler spoke up, voice cold, determined. I need to leave. I have somewhere I need to be. The artist sighed. There was no curiosity in their question, just a bitter desperation that seeped through every syllable like poison. Where? Something flashed in the traveler's eyes, a moment of panic they could not hide. They opened their mouth, like they were expecting words to fall out of it. But none came. Then, in a flash, their face hardened, and it was blank once more. I need to go there. You don't remember, do you? It's important. You could stay, you know. I'd like that. There was a quiet, desperate plea in her words, but no real hope behind them. She already knew how this was going to end. I can't. I need to hurry. Another sigh. Well, good luck then. Until we meet again. The traveler turned away, walking down the corridor alone. They disappeared quickly into the darkness, and then it was just me and the artist. Try to remember why you came, Lindsay Weaver. Find the one you came with and do what you need and leave. Do not linger here. It doesn't end well. With that, she too turned to leave. I watched as the light of her lantern faded in the distance, and soon I was left in the darkness again. I do not think that's what I hoped for. I think I didn't want to be alone, but that fear no longer burns in my veins like I think it might have before. I don't think I care much that I'm alone now. I'm sitting in the dark. I think that's wrong. I think that's not what I'm meant to do. I think there's something I should be doing, but what is it? What do I want to do? My thoughts come slow, like my brain is rotting, corrupted from within. The artist said, God, what was it she said? It's already gone, isn't it? I just said it, and it's already gone. I'm losing myself already. I'm scared. I feel like I should be able to remember, but everything slips away, God, like what? I don't know. This is fucking hopeless. I can't think. No, I need to try. I need to try to remember. The artist said she has her paintings. She remembers with the paintings. Well, that doesn't help me because Of course. How do I wait, what was I doing? I need to think. Okay, wait, no, here we go.
Hello, whoever's listening to this. My name is Lindsay Weaver. To tell someone, you know? God. Sorry. If this reaches home, I wonder if it'll reach anyone I know. Well, if you're listening, I just want to tell my parents and friends, I love you all. Georgia, if you're listening to this, I just want to say, I'm sorry.
That was her name. That was her name. Georgia. 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 I remember now. Remember. That was her name.